You are now tuned in, the sheriff says.
Oh, fuck off.
And that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got the show for ya. Yeah, yeah. Now here we go.
Oh, shit. Guess who's back in the motherfucking house? Biatch in your mouth. Biatch, we from the south. Biatch from that boot, nigga. From that boot, nigga. From that boot, from that boot, from that boot, nigga. What it do, nigga? What it do, nigga? What it do, what it do? Who are you, nigga? Who that? Who that? Who that? Who that? Now who that? Who that? Who that? Who that? Now who that? Who that? Who that? Who that? Now who the fuck is you? Who the fuck is you? Who the fuck is you? Fuck you and your crew. Who the fuck is you? Who the fuck is you? Who the fuck is you? Fuck you and your crew. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What it do, baby? Ooh, ooh. What it do, baby?
Not a damn thing, that's right. It don't do a goddamn thing unless you me, nigga. That's what's up. I'm from the streets, nigga. Man. I can't even play like I'm not from the streets, bro. I tried, and I think I told you this story before if you've been listening, but if you're just now joining the podcast, this dude was like, bruh. And I was like, what, man? He goes, nigga, you black, huh? I'm like, fuck you mean, bruh? He's like, nah, nigga, deep down inside, you really black as fuck, huh? And I'm like, well? And then he's like, yeah, nigga, don't hide it. And I was like, what? Fuck you mean, bro? Nigga, just don't hide it. I'm like, for real? He's like, yeah. I was like, alright then, nigga. Alright then, nigga. Shit. Bro, I mean, you know what's funny? Somebody challenged my black car the other day. Oh, yes. Yes, they did. They did. You know what I did? I laughed. I just did, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm white as fuck. I'm trying to be white as fuck with this. I heck to have my finer moments as a white individual sometimes. Sometimes I get real nerdy and white. I just get overly white. I start complaining, and I'm just white. But then you piss me off, and I'm black as fuck, nigga. I don't give a fuck, bitch. Gonna bring the black side of me out now, ha. I got a song. Like, I put that in a rap. Man, I'm in this squeaky-ass chair, man. Shit has been changing. Like, let me tell you, bro, shit has been changing, and I'm glad I actually said that, because this is the topic that I really, really want to cover the most, because this is the biggest shit that's changed ever. Fuck you, Como. Bye. Bye, Como. Bye. 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 Nobody gives a fuck. Bye. 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 Oh, you got an apology? So what? I didn't ask for one. I just asked for you to get the fuck out of the seat. I didn't ask for you to jump in front of the fucking camera. I want you to get your stupid ass off the camera. Go back to your fucking family. Just like you said on camera, go back to your fucking family and don't give a fuck about the fucking camera. Nigga, I knocked the fire out your ass, bitch. Sit the fuck down. That's right, sit the fuck down. And that little fucking bitch that rode in on your little Trojan horse, sit the fuck down, you old hag. Nobody gives a fuck about your senile bullshit. Oh, you're a fucking Democrat? So fucking what? I think New York is tired of your Democratic bullshit. You fucking Democrat? Tired of it. I'm tired of the fucking bullshit, the charades, the games. And motherfuckers want to talk about, oh, but she's new, don't. And now nobody said this, but I mean, like, this is just this. I'm just gonna generalize this shit, cause like I know politics, right? And I know what y'all motherfuckers say. It's the same typical force-fed fucking bullshit opinion that everybody has. Like, everybody, like, there's only certain degrees that people are going to fucking react to the shit that I'm telling you. And you have to be prepared to, like, answer these. You know what I'm saying? Because then they're going to turn around and they're going to tell their people that don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And then it just gets messy, right? But we want to avoid that, right? That's what we want to do. We want to avoid that. But at the same time, we still want to stand our ground, right? We want to stay firm in what we just said, right? Like, there is no COVID-19. Like, just get the fuck over it. There's no Delta variant. But there is a one true God. Challenge me all you want on that shit. But you can't fathom, it's over your head. That chorus that I made for Fathom, go look it up at psychicsoldiers.com. You can't spell it, that's on you. But I'll give it to you one more time, psychicsoldiers.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Scroll, let's go, let's go, let's go. Oh, I like that one because his name Fathom, because he was talking about it. And I clicked play. And what did it say? You can't fathom. It's over your head. Now, you ever seen the people go, meow? You know what I mean? And then they do the hand movement over their head. Meow. Means it went right over your head, like the joke went right over your head. Well, guess is that? See. I'm so excited I can't even talk about it, right? Like, I love this shit so much. Is the fact that there is a firmament dome over your head, and there is stars held captive by God over your head. There are gates to heaven, right? Right? Gates to heaven right over your head. Right? And you can't fathom this. But here's the part that you can't fathom most of all, is somebody a lot bigger and stronger and crazier than you and smarter than you and will fuck your shit up in a heartbeat type of shit. And that motherfucker's right over your head. He's over our heads. He's up there. Whether you choose to believe it or not. And I'm telling you right now that he is up there. You heard me right. He, as in a male, as in a male creator, not a muse, not a female muse, right, but a male creator. Don't get the roles fucked up, boo-boo, because you done fucked up and went down the wrong road, bitch. Wrong road. Wah, wah. That's a train. Bam! And that is a motherfucking training wreck, my friends. And you can't look away. Just like this Cuomo shit. You can't fucking look away. Cuomo has... I'm gonna just go ahead and take my seat right here. Not in a congressional spot. Not in a state spot. I'm just gonna go over here. Yeah, sit the fuck down. Bye, Cuomo. Bye. But he has a predecessor. A predecessor. And she got the whole, like, it looked like, now I'm not trying to make fun of the bitch. Definitely not. But I'm trying to give you a visual here. If you've seen Cuomo, the New York governor that was, he was New York governor. He was New York governor, not is, was, right? He's got this predecessor that's come along, and she's this Democrat, right? So I'm trying to, like, catch you up to what I said in the beginning, right? Like, for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about. Well, it looks like she is a skeleton falling off, let me back that up. She looked like her skin is falling off her skeleton. Got weird chompers. Like, and I've seen old people before, right? Right? So I get it. I mean, you get old, right? You start sagging in places that you, you know what I'm saying? That you didn't know you had, I guess, whatever, that type of shit, right? But, I mean, nah, this shit looks weird, bro. And like, I'm not trying to conspiracy theorist it at all, you know? Cause I don't do that. I try to stick to the facts here, you know? Cause I don't like these people with their negative connotation, their stigma about conspiracy theories. Like, nobody can have a theory on anything. Nobody can suspect shit these days. Oh, you suspect something? Well, fuck him. Hey, this guy suspects something. Nah, you know what? I'ma keep suspecting. I'ma keep calling you out, bitch. I'ma keep it up. And there ain't nothing you can do. There's absolutely jack shit you can do. Yes, I will come to your house. I will come to your church. I will meet your families. And there's nothing you can do about it. And do you know why? Because I have fucking done nothing wrong. The end. Period. End of fucking story. When I fuck up and I do something wrong, guess who admits it? Me, right? But see, now, if you've been listening to my podcast, I probably sound like a broken fucking record. I probably do. Right? But I have to keep saying this shit. Because some of y'all motherfuckers just don't get it. And y'all wanna push my motherfucking buttons, right? And all you have to do is fucking exist. But I know what your existence exists of. You have stated your purpose. When you put something online, or when you say something out loud, or when you have behavior that points in a certain direction, well then, it's really not that hard to fucking figure out. It's really not that hard to make common sense of, is it? No, it's not. Not at all. Oh, but those who got something to fucking lose, unlike me, I got nothing to lose. But those who've got something to lose, oh, they just don't get it. They can't fathom. It's over their heads. They can't see the forest from the trees. And as Marilyn Manson says, they can't smell their own shit on their knees from kissing so much ass. I mean, the shit is just everywhere. It's everywhere, but they can't smell it. They're heathens. They're bohemians. And they're singing a fucking rhapsody. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers that are on the same wavelength as me, feel me on this shit? I told you the biggest shit of all. The biggest shit of all. I don't give a fuck who says what. That's the biggest shit right there. Back it up. Listen to it again if you got to. I don't care. But I tell you what I do care about. I care about our good people. I care about us coming together. But whenever you divide people, thinking that you're the divinity, that's whenever I've got common sense motherfucking news for you. Just like Spotify. Spotify thinks they're King Dingling right now because they took down two of my fucking podcasts. Because they violated community or whatever the fuck, whatever the Facebook fuck, right? Nobody cares, bro. Nobody fucking uses Spotify. Only dumbasses use Spotify. And why? Because they don't like YouTube? Like, I don't fucking know. I have got no fucking idea. I don't know why these dumbasses sit around using Spotify. Of all fucking things that you can use on your phone, you use Spotify. Wow. Wow, fucking noob. Noob. These people aren't paying artists enough. They haven't paid me jack shit. Nothing. For all the streams. Not a goddamn cent. Not a cent. Nope. Not at all. And God bless me for saying goddamn, but goddamn. Tired of this shit. God's tired of this shit. Everybody's tired of this shit. You're tired of this shit. And you're the one doing it. That fucking CEO of Spotify is a fucking joke. Good night. Sit the fuck down. Sit the fuck down. Guess which podcasts he doesn't want you to listen to or anything. It's, what is Adrenochrome? And what's the other one? Hold on. I'm going to pull this up. Because I screenshotted this shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, and then I put it on my Twitter. Don't you just love it? Don't you just love it? Oh, where is it at? Here we go. We found the following podcast episodes to be in violation of content policies and have removed them. Sheriff says, buck stops here. Sheriff says, what is Adrenochrome? So I urge you to go back and listen to these. These weren't recorded too long ago. And it's funny, out of all my podcasts, these two right here, let me guess, is it the person that says that I need fucking common sense that did this? Did they turn around and report me? Oh, now the plot thickens. You see what I'm getting at here? The plot is thickening so hard. They wouldn't let me on America's Got Talent. They wouldn't let me on The Voice. And everybody was like, are they fucking crazy? People there at the performance said, are they fucking nuts? What the fuck? They didn't go chasing anybody else down. They chased me down. And couldn't believe what in the fuck just happened inside those rooms. The first room at The Voice wasn't really like that. I was just ready to go the fuck home. It was a horrible experience from beginning to end. I went to America's Got Talent in Vegas. It was a little different, it was cool. But then I got told no and then chased down, you understand? And that person couldn't fucking believe what the fuck had just happened. So I mean, hey, America's Got Talent, The Voice, yay! And fucking, they're wonderful. Yeah, okay. You know, I'm just fucking going for the people that I've found before all this shit. You know, and I'm like, yeah, I think maybe they should win. I think Josh Blue Comedy should win. We need comedy, not another fucking sad bitch that never becomes anything.
Scroll, 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 scroll.
Ooh, I like that one.
And then click play.